This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Authorities have released the preliminary police report and preliminary autopsy of the black man who was shot and killed by a white police officer in Southeast Raleigh on Monday. The preliminary autopsy shows that 24-year-old Akil Denkins was shot four times, once in the chest, once in each arm, and once in the right shoulder. And the Raleigh police report says Denkins pulled a gun on Officer D.C. Twitty before Twitty fired his weapon. The investigation isn't over. WNC's Jorge Valencia has been following the case and joins us now. Hello, Jorge.
Hello, Frank.
I'd like to start with the police report. What does that say about what happened that day?
Okay, so this gave us the most detailed narration of the incident that day. And it happened just at about noon on Monday, and Officer D.C. Twitty was wearing his uniform, and he was driving a police cruiser in Southeast Raleigh, just southeast of downtown. And he was on Bragg Street, which is a small residential street, and he identified Denkins. So he pulled over, he got out of his car, and he started approaching Denkins on foot. As police have said, Denkins had an outstanding felony drug warrant for his arrest. When, according to the report, when Denkins saw him, he started walking away, and then a foot pursuit ensued. Eventually, they went around the corner, and they wound up in the backyard of a house. And in that backyard is where the shooting happened. And this is the really key piece of information. The report says that they engaged in a struggle, and during the struggle, Denkins reached for a handgun that was in his waistband and the front part of his pants. When Denkins did that, the officer shot him, and then at that point, Denkins appeared to be still be motioning, this is what the report said, motioning his weapon at the officer, and with his other arm appeared to make contact with the officer's weapon. So the officer was, according to the report, fearful for his life, and he shot Denkins again. That's what this report that the police released yesterday says. Separate from that, we have a preliminary autopsy report that the district attorney's office released, and it says that Denkins was shot four times, once in the right side of his chest, once on his right shoulder, once on his right arm, and once on his left arm.
Going back to the police report, is it based on testimony from outside witnesses, or is all the testimony in the police report Officer Twitty's commentary?
Well, the report doesn't say who the source of the information is, but it does appear that it is Officer D.C. Twitty, because at this point, there aren't any recordings of the incident. Now, Officer Twitty did not turn on the blue lights on his cruiser when he got out of his vehicle, which is what would have activated the camera that's inside of the vehicle, first of all. And second of all, they were pretty far removed from the vehicle anyway. And also the place where the shooting happened was in a backyard that was not very visible from the outside. So the police in the report, they said that they haven't been able to find any witnesses who were privy to the entire incident. So it appears that at this point, this information that we're getting can only be based on autopsy report and, Officer Twitty's, testimony.
And what about the autopsy report? Is it clear, and is it the final report, that none of the shots entered Denkins' body from the back?
Yes, that is how it appears, and it's important to highlight that this is a preliminary autopsy report, but it does appear that the bullets did not enter through the back. This is important to highlight because as the community has stepped in and as the NAACP has stepped in, they have said that neighbors have told them that they believed that Denkins had been shot while he was running away, in which case he would have been wounded in the back.
All right. So where does the investigation go from here?
Well, at this point, the State Bureau of Investigation is the prime agency handling the criminal investigation. When they conclude their investigation, they'll hand over the report to the Wake County District Attorney's Office, who will then decide whether to file any criminal charges. At the same time, Internal Affairs and Raleigh Police is conducting its own inquiry, but that is just to figure out whether or not any departmental policies were violated during the incident. And at the same time, the attorney who's representing Denkins' family with the help of the NAACP, is conducting an independent investigation. The NAACP commended the Raleigh Police Department. They say that they have so far have handled the situation as it presented in the best way possible, but that they want to make sure that the investigation is thorough, is transparent, and is clear. So they are helping with an independent outside inquiry as well.
All right, Jorge, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Frank.
WNC reporter Jorge Valencia has been following the shooting of 24-year-old Akil Denkins in Raleigh.